Michael's Story, Chapter 7, The Night in the Barn. Everyone envied me because of my father's important position in the town. Being the governor's son sounds like a good thing, but in fact, it wasn't easy. My father was a Puritan and very strict. Too strict, I felt. I remember him saying, "Michael, stop behaving like a child." And I used to think, "But father, I am a child." Of course, I didn't say anything. I was taught to think that father was always right. He was the governor of Salem, after all. Everyone in the town listened to him, so I listened to him too. But I didn't know then that my time with him was limited. While other children were playing and running around, I was made to be quiet and show self-control. Now that I'm a grown man, with children of my own, I love watching them run around and playing. It brings me great pleasure to see my children free and spontaneous. I hope they stay happy and carefree for as long as possible. And I hope they never know pain and suffering, as we did in Salem in 1692. That year was the best and worst year of my life. It was the best because at the age of 17, the world seemed full of infinite possibilities, and I was deeply in love with my girlfriend, Sarah Smith. But it was also a horrible year for our town. Some children were suffering from uncontrollable fits, which many people believed were caused by witchcraft. The subsequent persecution of witches destroyed our town, with innocent people being accused, tried, and hanged. Everyone was afraid. I tried to keep these two worlds apart, the special moments I shared with Sarah and the horrors happening in the town. But one night, Sarah and I met at our usual place in the forest, and these two parts collided. Everything changed after that. It all started when Sarah accused my father of being cruel because he had ordered the execution of innocent people without any evidence to justify it. I felt I had to defend my father, even though I think that subconsciously, I knew she was right. But I couldn't admit it at the time, not to her and not even to myself. We had a terrible argument, and then Sarah left. I remember the events of that night as if it were yesterday. I was too agitated to go straight home, so I walked around the town. As I passed the pub, I heard some people talking in the garden. The name Smith caught my attention, so I stopped to listen, making sure that they couldn't see me. Mary, who had been the Smith's maid, was talking excitedly with three men. "I was at the Smith's house just now to take some of my things," she was saying, "and I heard them talking about escaping. They're thinking of leaving town. I'm telling you, Mrs. Smith is a witch. I've seen her practicing witchcraft. Perhaps Dr. Smith is a witch too. If they're innocent, why are they planning to escape?" Mary was very persuasive, and soon, the men were convinced. People can be convinced of any idea if they want to be. The Smiths were not Puritans, so they were an easy scapegoat. Mary was determined to cause trouble after being fired by Mrs. Smith. "Are you going to do something about this, or are you going to just sit here and let these evil witches destroy our town?" she cried. One man stood up and said, "No, we can't let that happen. Let's go over there, open the doors of the barn, and light a fire so the horses run away. They can't escape without their horses, can they?" "You're right. Let's go over there," the other man agreed. I followed the three men as they walked towards Sarah's home. They entered the barn, and one of them threw his oil lamp onto the hay, which immediately caught fire. Then, they unlocked the gates of the stalls so the horses could run free. But the horses didn't move. "Kick the horses so they run out," one man cried. "Don't worry. Once the fire gets closer, they'll run out," another man replied. "Leave the barn door open for the horses and get out of here quickly before anyone sees us." A third man noticed a pot of black paint that was used for the saddles. He took it and wrote a message on a beam above his head. "Witches and witch lovers, you won't escape." The other men laughed cruelly at the sign, and then they all hurried from the barn.